With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It was just before sunrise, and in the shadow of the Domino sugar plant in Baltimore Harbor, three friends were fishing from a small boat. Nearby, even though it was a Sunday, employees were hard at work at the waterfront factory in hard hats and yellow vests, using a giant crane to unload a Panamanian freighter. The sugar plant's nearly century-old, eight-story brick building towered over the ship, next to three metal tanks labeled Blackstrap Molasses. A cool breeze stirred. The sun rose above the horizon, and light flashed off the glass office buildings of downtown Baltimore like they were on fire. After a while, one of the fishermen caught something and reeled in a striped bass. I asked him why he fished there, and he said Baltimore Harbor was the best fishing spot in the world. He said the rockfish tasted extra sweet, like they'd been eating Domino sugar. These anglers were among nine fishermen, plus three crabbers, as well as a woman on a paddleboard and two kayakers that I passed as I paddled my way around the harbor on my kayak. It was a glorious morning out on the harbor that made me love Baltimore. But my trip also made me frustrated, because I knew that, despite the beauty, Baltimore Harbor is actually too polluted for healthy fishing, crabbing, or even kayaking, although people do it anyway because it's the only waterfront we have. I was wearing rubber gloves because I know that the Baltimore Department of Public Works intentionally dumps millions of gallons of raw sewage into the harbor whenever it rains to relieve pressure on a leaky, overwhelmed sewer system. The city's own water quality monitoring data shows that fecal bacteria levels in the harbor reach up to 400 times higher than public health experts consider safe for even limited contact recreation like kayaking. In 2002, Baltimore signed a consent decree with the U.S. Justice Department in which city officials promised to stop all these sewage overflows by January 1st of this year. But despite tripling our water and sewer bills to raise almost $1 billion for the project, the city only finished about a third of the required sewer system upgrade projects by the deadline. And now city officials are asking a federal judge to approve a revised consent decree with an extension of another 14 years until 2030 before it finally stops the sewage overflows and cleans up the harbor. The people of Baltimore deserve better than this. The harbor is our city's historic and cultural center, our economic engine. Baltimore's broken promises to fix the sewer system remind me of Rio's broken promises to stop its sewage flows into Guanabara Bay in advance of the Olympics. Rio officials claimed that they would spend billions of dollars to upgrade their sewer system. But they, like Baltimore's leaders, didn't come anywhere near to finishing the promised work and missed their deadline. And now Olympic athletes must compete in waters teeming with human feces and viruses. America is not Brazil. We are the richest country in the world, and we pride ourselves on our exceptionalism, our high standard of living, and our engineering prowess. If we cannot solve a basic public health problem like dumping raw human waste into our waterways, we deserve a gold medal for hypocrisy. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.